You have your Bibles with you today. Turn with us to the Gospel of John, chapter number 10. The Gospel of St. John, chapter number 10. Our thought today is this, dear friend, a familiar voice. I believe that we're all acquainted with familiar voices. Lord, really today we want to be able to look at a passage of Scripture that is no doubt very familiar to most all of you. This has to do with the discourse of the Good Shepherd. We will begin reading today at verse 22 of the Gospel of John, chapter number 10. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to die? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord lay this thought upon our heart, he began to remind us on how that we are acquainted and familiar with voices. I can tell you today, dear friends, I have a distinct hearing when it comes to my wife's voice. You say, why is that, Brother Lynn? I believe, dear friend, it's because of the closeness and the being together for such a long time. And I believe, dear friend, that you will agree with us today that having a familiar voice in your ear is very comforting. And I believe, dear friend, that we today, as brothers and sisters in Christ, have a desire in our heart to be familiar with those that we love and care for. When you look here at the Word of God and you study the discourse of the Good Shepherd, you will find there that Jesus is expounding to those in the midst how important that it is to heed to the one who is most familiar. And I believe, dear friend, that we as believers are to heed and to be obedient to that familiar voice that speaks to our heart. I tell you, dear friend, there's a lot of believers and there's a lot of make-believers. And I want you to understand something today, to have joy and peace in one's heart. One must be an obedient believer, familiar with the voice of the Lord. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord began to expound this message, we see here as he began to convey this wonderful word, he began to speak about the sheep who knew his voice. You can look at verse number 4, and Jesus began to speak of this. But we go down to verse number 22, when Jesus Christ was at the temple, and the Bible tells us it was during the time of the feast of the dedication. When you see, dear friends, at the time of this feast, it was in winter, it was in December, and Jesus ventured out upon Solomon's porch, and here they began to gather, and Jesus began to expound. You see, dear friends, all that was there in that midst are like people today. Many, they listen, but very few truly heard. And I want you to understand something today. To know him and to love him and to love him and not only to know him, but to be familiar with him. The longer we're with somebody, the more acquainted we are with them. And I thought, as Jesus was there conveying this word, for you see, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ had a desire for the Jews to embrace him and to be obedient to the will of God. But you understand something today, dear friends, at this time in the ministry of Jesus Christ, it was much in the way of opposition. It was much in the way of ridicule and cruelty for the Son of God. But despite all that was going on in the midst that day, that sweet, loving, caring voice of the Lord rang out. I say that to say this, dear friend, in this world that is full of sin and decay and the opposition to the Word of God is just as great as it's ever been. The Word and the familiar voice of the Lord is ringing out in the heart and the mind of all. Would you see, dear friends, Jesus began to speak to them in this manner. For he says, "But ye believe not, because you are not my sheep, as I have said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Why do sheep follow the shepherd? The sheep follow the shepherd because there's comfort, there's defense, there's protection, there's what the sheep need to survive. I tell you today, dear friends, when the shepherd would call, the sheep would come because they knew that he was essential to their well-being. You want to have a life of joy and peace? I tell you today, you heed that familiar voice, and he will bless you in a tremendous way. Oh, as we begin to look at Jesus, it's found in this prayer. He wanted them to know, and the Lord wants us to know today, that when we heed to the familiar voice that speaks to our heart, we can have joy, we can have peace in our heart. There, in Jerusalem, the time of the dedicated feast, the Jews was beginning to ridicule our Lord. The Jews was beginning to lash out to our Lord. They were beginning to be contrary to the word that was coming from glory. And I thought about that, dear friends, as I was looking here at the Word of God, how that God made it possible for all of us to be able to hear, to be able to heed, to be able to know, and to be able to do. But that familiar voice rings out in our heart and penetrates our very being. God has enabled us to lift up his glorious name and have joy and peace in our lives. When you see, dear friends, when Jesus is there, that glorious day, convey that word, the heartache, the pain, the suffering, and the maliceness was at a feverish pitch. It sounds a lot like our world today. The only remedy, the only cure that this old world around us can have is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When he bids, when he calls, what is to come? I thought, as I was looking at this passage of Scripture, I thought about what Solomon would write in Proverbs 20, in verse number 12. Solomon would write, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." What he's saying is that the Lord has given us the ability to hear and to heed and to see and to go and to do what we need to thrive in the world around us. He's with us, praise God, today. When we are out of sorts, and you hear a familiar voice, Is it not warming? Is it not warming? That baby right there can be in trouble. No, I can call and I can call and I can call. If you let Melissa call, that changes everything. That changes the perspective in that baby's life. It changes her demeanor. It changes everything. You say, why, Brother Lynn? It's because that baby is familiar with that voice. Oh, I tell you today, that's what Jesus was saying. We that know him and belong to him are familiar with his voice. Because we, like the sheep of the field of the pasture, know that it's through and by this voice there's comfort, there's peace, there's protection in our lives. He has what we need. Now, there's a lot of voices out there. A lot. There's evil. There's good. There's pain. And there's joy. We're all acquainted with these things. But God has given us a discernment in our lives to distinguish that special voice, that glorious voice, that divine voice that can change and transform who we are. That's why when you look at the Word of God and Jesus speaks of those that he loves, what Jesus is saying, that who will he please, please come? The Bible teaches us that he is our refuge. He's our strength. He's our present help in time of trouble. But we also see here that as Jesus was there at Solomon's porch, declaring his deity in his position, there were those in the midst who despised him. And if you read very closely, you will find there that they had desired to pick up stones and to stone him. I can know there is people who have a desire to destroy this world, to bring havoc, pain, and hardship to the Word and the people of God. I want you to know something today. We that are familiar with that sweet, sweet voice, praise his glorious name, will thrive through him. And as they began to pick up stones and to destroy and bring about the demise of the ministry of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and he escaped through them. I tell you today, there's no way, boy, form or fashion, that the Lord and the ministry will ever crumble. For the Bible says there in Matthew 18, when Jesus was there, Century of Philippi, he said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. It's going to stand. It's going to stand. I don't believe any of us have a desire to lose and to be oppressed and to be held down. I believe we all have a desire to thrive and to be lifted up for the glory of God. We can't do that familiar verse. To have it, to embrace it, makes all the difference in the world. What does that familiar voice bring to you? Dear friend, I tell you what it brings to me. It brings security. Oh, Paul, the great minister to the Gentile church, would tell us in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter number 8, beginning in verse 35, he speaks of the believer secure. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine for nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, dear friends, to be familiar with that voice. It brings to us what we need in our lives to go forward in the anguish, in the pain that's around us. I tell you, dear friends, our Lord God, who loves us and cares for us, has a desire to speak to us and to bring a closeness to the hearts and the souls of us all. I'm familiar with his voice. I'm familiar with voices. My mother passed away February of 1985, and I can distinctly remember the sound of her voice to this very day. Very familiar. I'm acquainted with it. There's a closeness there. There's a bond there. And you see, dear friends, that's what Jesus had a desire to have in the lives of the Jews that was there that day. To have that closeness, to have that communication, to have that love, that special blend that can only come from a shepherd and his sheep. Jesus, my sheep, know my voice, and they follow me. Follow. Well, dear friends, I say this, where else can we go? What else can we do? I'm thankful that when I'm down and out and I'm in the ditch and the good shepherd comes with that glorious divine hook and he reaches down and he lifts me up and he pats me, Brother Bob, on the back and tells me all is well and brings joy. Praise God to my life. Because I can't get that in the world. The Jews cannot find that with the Sadducees, the Pharisees, or the Herodians. The only place that the Jews like us can find what we need is when we heed to the familiar voice of the Lord. Sometimes we choose to listen. Sometimes we choose not. But despite when I turn a deaf ear to the cry of that familiar voice, praise God, he still loves me. He still loves me. He still cares. Jesus would expound to those there that day the importance of what he calls. He expounded to them the glorious message of why he came. Jesus would tell them in verse 28 of John chapter 10, he said, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Oh, I tell you, dear friend, for a believer, for a child of God, we're never too far away to hear the cry of the Lord. Now, we may ignore each other. People may ignore us. We may ignore the Lord. But despite how we conduct ourselves with the action of this life, that does not null the fact that we hear. You know what the problem is in the world today? It's not the fact that they ain't hearing. The fact is they're not listening. They're just not listening. Jesus was speaking above the anger and the maliciousness that was there that day as he was at the temple. He is speaking above today all the problems, all the woes, all the worries in your life. Jesus is saying today, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Heed to what we hear and listen to what he says. I remember misbehaving as a kid. My mom would say, "Do you hear me? Do you hear me?" Of course I heard. But did I heed? No. Jesus is saying today, do you hear me? Are you listening? How do we answer that? Do we say, no? All Jesus is offering to you, all Jesus is offering to me, is a way for joy to be filled. When we listen, when we heed, when we're obedient, when we succumb to the will of God the Father, and we rejoice at the voice of that familiar sound, I tell you today, it brings joy to our hearts. You know something? The Lord don't have to speak to us in an audible voice for us to know it's Him. Holy Spirit speaks of our heart. The Word of God shakes our soul. The voice of the Lord, the familiar voice of God, rings loud and clear today. Despite all the background noise of the world, the voice, the familiar sound of God is among us. I don't know how He's speaking to you. I don't even know what He's saying to you. I have no idea what the Lord is impressing upon your heart. But rest assured of this, dear friends, He's been doing a lot of talking. A lot of talking. And we hear. But as we stated just a few moments ago, many times we don't listen. We're believers. Sometimes it's easy to make-believe believers. But the good shepherd, despite it all, calls each. He's our present help. David would tell us in Psalms chapter 40. Love this passage of Scripture. I think about it a lot. David would tell us chapter 40 of Psalms, verses 1, down through verse number 3. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
experienced that because he was acquainted with that familiar voice. Dear friends, the good shepherd, he knows best. He knows best what we need in our lives. This things of disarray around you, this things in your life seem to be falling apart today. Do you have no hope in a world of sin and decay? All can change when we embrace